Good morning. A warm welcome to everyone joining us today for our worship here in St John's. If you are listening for the first time since lockdown or a regular listener, I hope you will enjoy our time of sharing and worshipping our Lord. Our intimations this week. Our Bible studies continue on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. on the Zoom platform. We are using material for Advent entitled Coming of the Saviour, which is a 6-week study programme. If you have missed the previous studies, don't worry, as each week we look at a different passage. It would be great to see you. Full details can be found on our webpage. Christmas Day lunch, unfortunately, will be cancelled for this year due to the COVID restrictions. A letter will be sent to those who normally attend this event, explaining our regret and possible other ways of helping at this time. You will be aware that we are now on a level 4 lockdown. This means we can now only accommodate a maximum 20 persons within the church. Our previous Sunday's attendance has been around the high 20 to low 30s. This means it is important you check with the booking number if you wish to attend a service in person, as some people may be disappointed. If we cannot find you a seat, you will be prioritised for a place at the next service. We are currently looking into how we can safely hold a communion service, a Christmas Eve service, and a Christmas Day service. If we return to level 3 or lower on the 11th of December, we are hoping to hold our communion service on Sunday, the 13th of December. The government has stated that the restrictions will be reduced for 5 days over the Christmas period. With this in mind, the Church of Scotland has instructed that we can hold services within the church during this period, so long as we remain within the maximum 50 persons allowed and maintain the 2 metre social distancing. The current booking system would be used to maintain our permitted numbers. We are hoping to have a short service at 11:30 p.m. within the church on Christmas Eve, and the booking system will be required. And again at 11:30 a.m. on Christmas Day via the Zoom platform. We will expand on these nearer the time. A praise gathering is at 7 p.m. this evening on the Zoom platform. Please join us in this time of worship and fellowship. If you don't have the link, please get in touch with me or Elijah. These are all intimations. May you keep safe and enjoy our worship today.
Thank you, John, and a warm welcome to everyone who is joining us for our worship on this first Sunday of Advent. We may not all be gathered in the same building, but at this time, when we need each other so much, we are invited to worship together from where we are, knowing that God can hear us all and can blend even distant voices into one song of worship. Please join us again this year for our Christmas challenge. Let us join together to read the Bible. If you read a chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke every day from 1st December, by Christmas Eve, you would have read all about the life of Jesus. Let us all join together, if you are able, to take this challenge. We hope to observe a service of communion on Sunday, 13th December. To do this, I hope to pre-record the communion sentences, which will be available to those who use the CDs and internet for worship. I recognize that for some, there might be a preference to partake of the elements, and for others, the desire to join in a spiritual communion without the elements. Each participant will be able to decide for themselves the most appropriate way for them to share in the worship and in the service of communion. At the very least, it will offer us a chance to join together in fellowship from all across our congregation and even beyond. Should you wish to partake of the elements, please have some bread and wine ready close to you at home. The in-person service at the sanctuary will be broadcast via Zoom for those who may want to join us live. We have arranged some prepackaged communion elements for use in the sanctuary. I hope that this will provide an additional means of offering some spiritual nourishment to our members, friends, family, and all those who may wish to join us for the service of communion on 13th December. Let us listen to the word of God as recorded in Psalm number 130, verses 1 to 6. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord, Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can with reverence serve you. I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Amen. Today is first Sunday of Advent, and so we light the Advent candle of hope. We light this candle to remind us that our hope is in Jesus and to watch for his return. And now we join together to sing hymn number 273. O come, O come, Emmanuel. Hymn number 273.
Thank you.
Let us bow our heads together in prayers. Almighty and ever-loving God, from nothing you brought forth life. From darkness you brought light. We worship you, creative and loving God. By your Son Jesus Christ, you offer the hope of new life. By your Holy Spirit, you offer the hope of your presence in our lives each day. It is because of this hope that we can stand on a firm foundation when the world seems so feeble. Forgive us when we doubt your ability to bring change and to transform lives. Forgive us when we are slow to play our part in the work of showing and sharing your love. Forgive us when we allow our problems to cloud out your possibilities. May you fill us anew with your hope and with the confidence that we have a God for whom nothing is impossible. In this season of Advent, help us to stand in solidarity with those for whom there is little hope. As we worship together, fill us with the light of hope and help us to prepare our hearts for the Lord's coming. Help us to see that you are with us and that nothing is too difficult or too dirty for you. Heal our brokenness and fill our hearts with your love and presence. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our first Bible reading is written in the book Isaiah, Chapter 64, reading from verses 1 to 9. Hear the word of the Lord. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains would tremble before you. As when fire sets twigs ablaze and causes water to boil, come down to make your name known to your enemies and cause the nations to quake before you. For when you did awesome things that we did not expect, you came down, and the mountains trembled before you. Since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you who acts on behalf of those who wait for him. You come to the help of those who gladly do right, who remember your ways. But when we continue to sin against them, you are angry. How then can we be saved? All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all shrivel up like a leaf, and like the wind our sins sweep us away. No one calls on your name or strives to lay hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have given us over to our sins. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be angry beyond measure, Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. Oh, look upon us, Lord, we pray, for we are all your people. Our second Bible reading is written in the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 13, reading from verses 24 to 37. Hear the word of the Lord. But in those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Now learn this lesson. From the fig tree, as soon as its twigs get tender and its leaf come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away, but only the Father. Be on your guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the cock crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. The Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory, now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you, Elspeth, for taking our reading. Let us pray. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us in the waiting, the watching, the hoping, the longing, the sorrow, the sighing, the rejoicing. Speak to us by your word. Amen. Today is first Sunday of Advent. Advent is a period of waiting, a season in which Christians celebrate not only Christ coming to earth as a baby, but his presence among us through the Holy Spirit, an anticipation of his coming at the end of time. As we begin our journey through the season of Advent, I invite us to take some time out to listen to what God may be saying to us. For a moment, allow yourself to notice your breathing as you breathe normally. Breathe in and breathe out. As you sit with your eyes closed, imagine you are sitting in a small room in a house that is surrounded by farmland and woods. The busy life of work, family, and the city have made you feel anxious and a wee bit unfocused. You know you need something. You need some time to let your mind be quiet and your heart open. Quiet and open. Those words sound so peaceful and desirable, but unreachable. As you sit in the silence, you hear a faint sound like a knock on the door. Your heart races. Who knows I'm here? I need to be alone, you think. The knocking becomes louder. As much as you want to stay in the room, something moves you to go to the door. The knock comes again, but it is a soft knock. As you approach the door, you see a light streaming under it. Hello, can I help you? You say without opening the door. A soft voice says, it is me. I have been looking for you. Something deep inside you stirs, but you are confused. Who are you? Do I know you? You say, yes, but we have not talked in a long time. I have missed you, he says. You open the door. Standing there is Jesus. His eyes look at you with such tenderness. He carries a small lantern that gives off a bright, warm light. You stand there unable to speak at first, allowing yourself to take in his presence and his light. You speak to Jesus. What do you say to him? You invite Jesus into the house. You sit and tell him of the restlessness you feel. As you talk to Jesus, a wave of peace and calm washes over you like the warm light streaming from his lantern. Be still. You open the door. Now, let me take care of you, Jesus says. You close your eyes and let his words embrace you. Your heart is at peace and your mind is still. When you open your eyes, Jesus is gone. Sitting beside the chair where he sat is a lantern, still emitting that bright, warm light. You smile and you rest in the glow of the light. It is often said that there is always a light at the end of the tunnel, but some of the tunnels are long and difficult to make it through. While we journey together as a people, we are each at different points on our journey. Some might be at a point of relief in their lives, while others might be sitting next to or know someone who is trying to make it through a tunnel. These tunnels often plunge much of our lives into darkness, and we have to make our ways through that darkness one step at a time until a new dawn finally begins to break. The reading from Isaiah has some similarities for us. The Israelites, who had spent 50 years in exile in Babylon, had been allowed to return to Jerusalem. They came with high expectations of what it was going to be like to be home after that long, dark walk through the tunnel of exile. But they arrived to find everything in ruins, fields and vineyards overgrown with weeds, and foreigners living in their city. They entered a new tunnel, caused by grief at what they found and discouragement over how difficult it will be to turn it around. They prayed to God to come down and rid them of their enemies, as he had in the Exodus. In the Gospel reading, Jesus told his disciples there will be lots of tunnels still to come for people of faith. Earthquakes, wars, famine, times when the sun and moon give no light and the powers will be shaken. When Mark was writing down his Gospel, Roman troops were bearing down on Jerusalem to stamp out the Jewish revolt. Soon the temple will be destroyed. Many Jews were massacred or exiled. It was a dark tunnel of a time for Jews and Jewish Christians in Israel. The temptation to abandon faith, to deny faith, to just give up is often great in the tunnel. Today we have lit the candle of hope on the Advent wreath. We are people waiting in hope. Psalm 130 reminds us where our hopes are rooted, what we hope for, and how to live as people waiting in hope. Hope is all that can keep us moving when we are experiencing the darkness of a tunnel. Hope that there's an end to the tunnel and that there will be a light awaiting us. In the midst of our different tunnels, personal tunnels of grief, of illness, of separation, and global tunnels of concerns and fear over the COVID-19 pandemic, we are called to have hope, which is based on something far more powerful than all the challenges in our lives and in the world just now. Our hope is built on nothing less than the Jesus who has come and who is coming again. He is the light at the end of the tunnel, and he does not just wait there at the end until we arrive. He comes to meet us in the darkness. In this Advent season, we are reassured that however much the world might be shaken, God's promises through Christ are unshakable. The hope on which we base our life is not only in this life, but in the resurrection, the promise of living forever with Christ in glory. It is that kind of confidence that allows us to make the sacrifice needed for us to serve others. May we overflow with hope enough to share with other people in this Advent season. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. It seems quite incredible that the season of Advent is upon us. In this year when all sense of time and occasion has all but disappeared, it would seem only fitting that I should continue my music with a message through Advent, with music that is not usually associated with a spiritual setting. The title of today's piece lends itself perfectly to being reinterpreted in a spiritual way. It's the Mariah Carey song, All I Want for Christmas Is You. But in this case today, you is the baby Jesus. The question on everybody's lips has been, how are we going to celebrate Christmas? What will we be allowed to do? It would seem that getting to spend time with our loved ones has taken centre stage. But as Christians, perhaps we are at an advantage, as COVID-19 cannot interfere with the most important aspect of Christmas, the coming of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. However, how do we celebrate that during a global pandemic. As well as the loss of so many lives, livelihoods and lifestyles, COVID-19 has caused a distinct loss of joy in the world. But the birth of Jesus brings joy to the world. All I want for Christmas is you. All I want for Christmas is to bring joy to the world. For me, that means sharing my God-given gift of music in whatever way I can. I can't play for my usual choirs, concerts and services, but I will find a different way this year to celebrate with music. Starting here today with this favourite Christmas pop song, transformed under my classical piano hands into a joyful piece of music that I hope will inspire you to consider how you can bring joy to the world in celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour.
Heavenly Father, please hear our prayers in these difficult times, times when we need our faith more than ever. We offer these prayers for ourselves and others. As we prepare to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray that this season, more than ever, the world celebrates the true meaning of Christmas. Let those with plenty share with those who have little or nothing. Let those who are strong support those who are not, and let those who know your loving, healing word share it with the world, through their words, Father, but mostly through their deeds. We pray for world leaders and their advisors during this continuing pandemic. Give each of them the strength and knowledge to do what is best for the people of the world. Father, there are still those in the world for whom life was hard and unjust even before the pandemic. These problems are still there. People live in poverty and fear. People are homeless, stateless, and far from their loved ones. We pray for the maltreated, the disposed, and the fearful. We pray that those with the power to help do so. Shower your love and blessings on the people who need it most. Give strength, knowledge, and compassion to the governments who have it in their power to help. We give great thanks, Father, for the news of a vaccine and pray that its delivery is swift and effective. We pray for all those who continue to work through each level of lockdown to look after us, to teach us, to feed us and clothe us. Give them the strength to carry on cheerfully and care for themselves as lots of them care for others. We pray for the bereaved, the ill and those who have lost incomes due to the pandemic. But let's not forget that these things still occur without COVID. Please bring comfort and relief to all those who suffer. Father, we pray for your churches worldwide, but especially here in Kirnlick. Let us come together to give each other comfort, but also to bring comfort and your healing, nurturing word to those who crave it and need it, but may not even know that the something missing from their life is you. A special prayer for our own, people of St John's, unable to be with us in person. Please be with them and wrap them in your warm, nurturing embrace during these times when a cuddle may be all that is required, but the one thing lots cannot have. We pray for our church organisations unable to meet in person, but each doing their best to provide support to each other. Remember especially our youth. Guide them through these difficult times. Let them follow your guiding light and know they have a special place in your heart. We pray for our young people facing an uncertain future. Be with them as they negotiate this new world of online lessons, virtual lectures, and for some, no exams. Give them peace in their hearts and the knowledge that all will be well. We ask these things, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you so selflessly gave to us in order that our sins be forgiven. Amen.
Thank you, Fiona, for being a real blessing to our congregation and for sharing with us your gift of music. Thank you, Jackie, for leading us in our intercessory prayers today. May we all stay strong and remain beacon of hope in our communities as we continue to live through these challenging times. We will now sing our closing hymn, hymn number 477, 477. Lo, he comes with clouds descending. Hymn number 477. now bring our time of worship together to a close with a blessing for hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, live in peace, and grow in peace. The blessing of God the Father Almighty, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.